WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Events in history and mythology can sometimes be confused with one another. Book critic John Leonard has a review of a new book that he says sets the record straight about one historical figure. He has a review of The Quest for El Cid by Richard Fletcher.
If you've ever been to Spain, to Cordoba, you doubtless entered the famous mosque. Out of sunlight and orange trees, into a half-lit forest of striped columns, the blue mosaics of the mihrabs, Islam's clever geometric immensities. You might even have imagined the Moorish poets and mathematicians, almost weightless in their robes, floating from honeycomb dome to a pool of lions. But you'd also have noticed, in the middle of this otherworldly state of mind, a Gothic transverse nave, Baroque stalls, a gold and silver organ. This is what happened when the Christians beat the Moors. Instead of poetry, the Inquisition, and a mosque with a cathedral sitting on its face. The Moors have been gone from Spain for 500 years. Some of us mourn this vanished civilization. We are romantics. Others, equally romantic, celebrate El Cid, the Castilian hero in the epic poem and the silly Charlton Heston movie, who is said to have driven those Moors back to North Africa where they belonged, to the greater glory of a Christian god. Richard Fletcher, an English scholar specializing in Spain, is as skeptical of Moorish civilization as he is of the loyalties to God and King of El Cid. According to The Quest for El Cid, the pashas and caliphs, when they weren't poisoning each other at their sumptuous feasts or stabbing each other in their lovely gardens, were fighting off invasions from Morocco by fundamentalist Muslims, both Arab and Berber, who thought they'd gone soft in Andalusia. And El Cid, born Rodrigo Diaz, was just another mercenary soldier, a sword for hire available at a price to Muslims and Christians alike. To be sure, in the bloody 11th century, he took Valencia, but he did it mostly for the loot, and he seems to have enjoyed himself a little too much at torturing and butchery. I didn't want to know any of this. Not that everybody, whether Catholic or Moor, was paying protection money to anybody else next door with a bigger army. Nor that all of them had it in for the Jews. Nor that most of the first crusaders, even from England, were a bunch of aristocratic bandits, just as booty-maddened as Rodrigo, who believed what they'd been told about the gold of El Dorado. I didn't want to know that El Cid was an invention, first by old soldiers in the monasteries telling tall tales, then by Rodrigo's hometown, which needed a tourist attraction, then by poets who needed a Christian hero, and finally by historians, who wanted a myth of pious royalism that also managed to incorporate the ascendancy of Castile over the rest of Spain. All this fabrication has led to relics like the chessboard and the ivory stool, his horse and his crucifix, not to mention rumors of a fragrant coffin smell that causes rain in times of drought. And, of course, the legend of his corpse, propped up in the saddle, leading the troops into combat. I'd prefer to believe in Charlton Heston. But Mr. Fletcher, a wicked man with an epigram, is also a mole among documents. Much as he likes poetry, and he quotes a lot of it, he loves facts more. However elegant, and sentence by sentence it's a joy to read, The Quest for El Cid demystifies. There was nothing romantic about any of these people.
John Leonard writes about television for New York Magazine. He's also a columnist for New York Newsday and media critic for CBS Sunday Morning. He reviewed The Quest for El Cid by Richard Fletcher.